We have signed an awful lot of top-class players from all over the world, and we're still lacking success, especially over the last few seasons. So what is the secret? How are we missing out?
My wife once said to me, her passion was horses. And she said, you can buy the most expensive, well-bred horse, but if you don't train it correctly, it won't produce the goods. And so I would simply expand that to, if you don't coach all of these players and get them playing together and play in the right tactics, you will get nothing, which is basically what we've had this season. And to apply a well-known saying, if you keep doing the same thing, do not be surprised if you keep getting the same result. And we're, in my opinion, very good at kicking the ball, very laboured manner to the opposition to bring back. And we keep doing it, and we keep losing.
Yeah. Yes, I'm afraid we could talk about what appear to the spectator to be the tactical deficiencies for a very long time.
Yes.
Whether we're right and the coaching team are wrong, I don't know. But there are things that make me wince that perhaps we shouldn't pursue too far.
Absolutely.
Yes, never mind.
But we must say we have good players.
Yes. Yeah, I believe, I look at that squad. Yes.
So there's something wrong if group of good players
must be, because
can barely chalk up a victory every month.
Well, in the starting 15 on Saturday against Harlequins, I counted up 9 internationals in the Gloucester team.
So you must ask, what else is wrong?
Yeah.
And we are not qualified, perhaps, to answer that.
It was a Harlequins team with youngsters in it.
One of the weakest Harlequins teams to grace King's Home in many years.
Yes. Who should have been there for the taking? I thought.
I can't think of many teams that would have lost at, on their home pitch to that very, very weak Harlequins squad.
No, that's what I felt. But there we are.
Going back over the years, you must have come across an awful lot of Gloucester players. Any particular personalities or anecdotes about Gloucester players?
Anecdotes, probably not. I've been interviewing lots of players over the last 10 years or so, and I have to say, you could not wish to engage in conversation with nicer, lucid people who obviously have a love of the game and in vast majority a lot of affection for the club. Most of the anecdotes that I would know I could and would not repeat. But it has, for me, in my role, been a joy to have been connected with these people. There are obviously some ones that when you know you're going to interview them, you think, oh good, I've got him today. Just to name one or two of the present squad, if you get poor Doran Jones, Jeremy Thrush, Gareth Evans, and probably at least 6 or 7 more, you feel that the job is made a lot easier. Mm. One or two other players, I have to do the talking to get the short answer, whereas I prefer the short question and the long answer. But there isn't a single player that I don't enjoy interviewing. And most of them are quite funny in a lot of the things they have to say. So no, I love the lot, to be honest.
You mentioned Gareth Evans. I always think it's tragic the way he's always being injured. I rate him highly. I think he's a very good player. But he always seems to get injured after a couple of games.
Yes. And as that, he's not been able to fulfil his potential. Because some of his... and it doesn't look it when you're sat in the stand, but silky runner, I always think of, and able to evade the tackle. The great joy for me is if he is injured, he very often comes to interview with me, and we spent some time around the World Cup here, and Gareth is my ideal person to interview because I ask a question and he rambles on for ages. And I don't mean that in any bad way, rambling on, but he is quite happy to give you a full, frank and honest answer. But I'd much rather see him on the pitch. But it is always a joy if he's on my interview panel.
I must say that rapport with the players does come across very well in your interviews, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
Saying so, it really does.
They trust me.
Yeah.
Not
that's
to
key,
drop them in anything.
That's key.
That is very key. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And as a consequence, there are one or two questions I would like to ask that remain unasked. Because it would put them in a position they wouldn't wish to be in, and I don't think that is the aim of pre-match or during-match interviews.
Mm-hmm.